Normally, Hainan Island is thought of as a tourist attraction, but the 24 American military personnel who were held there by the Chinese in early 2001 probably didn't feel much like tourists. As the Americans reported it, their reconnaissance plane had been disabled by a Chinese jet that had flown too close and crashed into them. The jet pilot was lost, and the American crew almost was, except for some extraordinary flying that managed to land their damaged plane on that Chinese island. There were days of tense negotiations, with the Chinese insisting on an apology and the Americans insisting on the release of their crew. The stalemate was finally broken by two words that the President of the United States included in a statement to the Chinese. Words that expressed our sorrow over the loss of the Chinese pilot, not over the incident. The words, "I'm sorry." That's all it took. The next day, our crew was on their way home. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the words that tear down walls. The incident over our downed plane wasn't the first time that a stalemate has been broken by those two little words. And I can't help but wonder how many marriages, how many children, how many churches, how many relationships could have been saved if someone had been willing to say those two words, "I'm sorry," or the longer version, "I was wrong." Maybe they're the words that you need to be saying right now. Our word for today from the Word of God gives us a challenge that can have amazing effects in a damaged or strained or even a broken relationship. James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." So much healing can begin when we are willing to swallow our pride and admit what we've done wrong. And the longer we wait to apologize, the higher the wall gets. We'd rather focus on their sins, the things they did wrong. But God says each of us will give an account of himself to God. We're to confess our sins, not their sins, which we are more than willing to confess. But the Bible clearly encourages us to be quick to apologize, even to leave our gift at the altar and first go and be reconciled to a brother or sister. It's part of carrying out our Lord's orders in Romans 12:18. As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Well, it certainly depends on me to say, "I'm sorry for anything I've done that has caused hurt or misunderstanding." Even if I'm 10% wrong and they're 90% wrong, which is almost surely the case, right? I'm responsible for at least my 10%. And not for a lame, often hedged apology like, "Well, I'm sorry if I've done anything wrong." Our healing apology should be as specific as possible. Maybe you grew up in an environment where people never admitted they were wrong. You may be in a situation where the feelings are hard, the walls are high, where you've been really wounded. But none of that changes your responsibility as a follower of Jesus Christ to say, "I was wrong," to say, "I'm sorry," when that's the case. Ask God to use your two little words, "I'm sorry," in a really powerful way. Sometimes two little words are the beginning of a very big breakthrough.
Thanks, Ron, for that encouragement. Today's reminder, on A Word With You. These life-changing visits by radio are also offered in script form. You can use these A Word With You scripts in your own personal ministry by forwarding them to people you know who are in need of spiritual encouragement. These scripts can also be used to present life's most important relationship with Jesus to people in your life who don't know him. These daily scripts can be accessed by visiting our website, hutchcraft.com. Are you looking to receive daily doses of Ron's encouraging insights? If so, you can sign up to have each day's A Word With You scripts emailed to you. Sign up at hutchcraft.com. Our website also has a blog by Ron and other resources to help you share Christ with the people in your world. Check it out at hutchcraft.com. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.